Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Sullivan is with us in studio today to bring us some reasons to be happy this week. How are you?
I'm good, Andrea. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad at all, actually. Yeah.
Sun is shining.
That's all. Listen, that is all that matters. This is the story. I mean, I think the whole country was laughing at this week.
So in Ireland, there is a website. It's my mum's favourite website. It's called rip.ie.
Yeah, Nicola Coughlin there, speaking a couple of weeks ago on Dish podcast, Nick Grimshaw's podcast, but she's talking about RIP.ie. And RIP.ie is, I suppose, the popular Irish website best known for death notices, funeral arrangements, kind of allows you to leave a condolence message or two on a grieving family's kind of page forever who's died. But it hit the headlines this week for another reason.
Sure did.
We saw one condolence message read, "Joan, my deepest sympathy to you on your mother's death, RIP. He went on to reminisce about him and Joan's relationship years earlier, recalling how they met in Kitty O'Shea's nightclub in Roscommon Town and dated while attending school there in the area, and that he admitted he often thought about Joan in the years to follow, explaining that losing touch was much easier than before mobile phones existed. He said, I think we were too young to settle down, but I'd like to get in contact with you again.
Now, this is the bit on the website where, like, underneath, you know, the death notice about your loved one, you can leave your condolence messages. Yeah. I mean, a lot of us have probably done that for family or friends or family of friends over the years. But this was a condolence message that, I mean, he was kind of saying, like, you know, passed on his condolences and sympathies. However, you know,
he said,
"We'd like to reconnect.
I'd like to reconnect," and also left his mobile phone number, which was one of the kind of the funniest parts to me, that he just out blank put his mobile phone number on the website.
Get in touch.
But yeah, it was a great, it was just a really nice thing to
come
out.
In a lovely way, people responded online to this.
Yeah, the sentiment was there, and people say, "Oh, I absolutely respect this from this man. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take." And one person saw the more emotional side, saying, "I know many people are enjoying this, but to me, it reads as something quite sad. He's probably carried those feelings for Joan for a long time and regrets it his whole life. But maybe there's, I suppose, a happy side to this, that Joan did see his number and maybe is going to reach out to him." But yeah, RIP.ie, the new Tinder, apparently.
Tell us about this.
Are you a fan of a dinner party?
Love one.
Yeah.
I've only got into them since COVID.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I was never invited to or held one pre-COVID, but then, you know, where you were allowed to have, like, the
maybe
two people in your house or whatever it was.
Or 10 people in your garden or something like that.
That's when I got into it.
Yeah.
So I only had one on Saturday.
Oh, did you go on?
Yeah.
What was on the menu?
Well, we had a barbecue.
Oh, okay.
The weather was good.
Yeah, the weather was good.
Why? What should I have done?
Well, new research from the UK supermarket Waitrose says that people are moving away from low-effort dinners and embracing kind of retro hosting again. So being that host, kind of having those dinner party kind of style events. And it's just about the proper dinner party presentation as well. But nearly half of those surveyed said that 80s dishes are back in fashion. So the likes of vol-au-vents, quiche Lorraine, prawn cocktail.
I love that the prawn cocktail has made a comeback.
Do you know what?
Love it.
I'm a huge fan of a prawn cocktail. Jacinta, if you're listening, stick it on the menu again this Christmas.
Yeah, love a good prawn cocktail.
Yeah, and I don't know why they, like, it says 80s dishes are back in fashion. When did prawn cocktail go out of fashion?
Now, quiche should do nothing for me at all. I wouldn't thank you first. What else?
A vol-au-vent?
I don't know when I last had one, but
yeah, a bread and butter pudding.
God, no. No, that needs to stay in the 1980s. No time for that.
But with almost half of these people are aged from 25 to 34, saying they're hosting more dinner parties nowadays. So it's that age bracket that are kind of coming through that probably saw their parents hosting dinner parties over the years, and now they want to, I suppose, it's really popular on TikTok and it's really popular on Instagram, seeing different ways people are doing this. And like, it's prawn cocktail, apple tart tatin and tiramisu all up in the supermarkets.
Now, we weren't eating tiramisu in the 80s, but I adore the fact that pavlova has made a comeback.
Oh yeah,
I only learned how to make that in college.
I only had a pavlova at the weekend. It was lovely.
Amazing dessert.
One thing people don't want coming back though is the Findus crispy pancakes, which do you know the crispy pancakes? They were like a half moon shape. Our listeners out there will definitely remember the Findus.
I don't even know what that is.
Do you know
they weren't in Donegal.
We didn't get them in Donegal. But yeah, it's, I think, dinner party hosting is on the rise, Andrea, and it's great to see.
Maybe some of our listeners will send us in some of their dinner party menus if they're hosting. This texter too also loves a prawn cocktail. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Now, is this a new venture for this sports star?
And Randall sends it long. And Shane Long's in behind the defence. Shane Long against Moyer. 1-0!
Yeah, that famous strike in the Aviva Stadium, Andrea, in 2015, that sealed Ireland's glory going to Euro 2016. And it was, of course, hit by Shane Long, the Tipperary native who spent 15 years in the Premier League in the UK and 344 appearances. But he is now, since his retirement in 2024, trying his hand at something new. And we could see him maybe on the stage very soon. Shane Long there covering.
I'm singing Adele.
Adele's Easy On Me. Like, isn't that incredible? Like,
it's unbelievable.
A man who scored a goal to get us all the way to Poland and Ukraine in 2016. Jeez,
yeah.
We need a World Cup song soon or something like that, or a Euro
Where
song.
Where was he singing?
So he's singing at his home. His wife and mother of his two children was just recording him on our TikTok page and posted a video of him. And he's absolutely excellent.
Love it. Yeah. Brilliant story.
He's been known to sing No Woman, No Cry by Bob Marley as well.
Right.
And his daughter is also a fan of singing. So he's got the vocals. We could see him on the stage very shortly, Andrea.
Listener here says they had Viennetta last time for the first time in years.
Oh,
now
yeah.
That is a 1980s Christmas dessert if I've ever heard one. What happened here?
Yeah, the chase, Andrea. People were kind of afraid that the chase was leaving our screens.
I'm not into it at all.
Oh, I'd be a big fan of the chase, and I'm sure there's many out there who are like me, but it's paused until 2027 because a new show, The Chase Around the World, is going to be hitting our screens. ITV have confirmed that our chasers, so we know the likes of Dara Ennis, the Irish chaser, Jenny, the governess Anne Hegarty, and all them, they're all heading around the world. So it's The Chase Around the World is the new series that's going to be coming. They're going to places in Europe, and if they go well, and if they do, I suppose what I can consider from reading this news article, they're going to be quizzed in certain places around Europe, and if they do well, they'll move on to further locations. Whoa. And different things like that. Now, there's no word on whether they'll be playing with members of the public or members or celebrities like we see on the Celebrity Chasers, but yeah, it'll be an interesting way because some people, I suppose, love the chase and love the kind of same.
I know some people do.
It's been going since 2009, like it's a long time. But it's a nice way to, I suppose, freshen things up.
Finally, to mark 20 years of the streaming music app Spotify, they've released this time capsule-like feature for listeners where you can actually go on now today and you can view your entire music history, including your very first day on the platform. I believe this was your first song.
Stop. My first song played on Spotify in 2015, Andrea.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
No.
I'm still playing it.
I used to often listen to that song. I went back this morning, right? I got a reland. This was my first ever song that I played on the app. And I was shocked at Sam Smith.
Yeah.
But sure, was obviously that was out 2014.
Yeah, it was probably number one or something like that at the time. It's different from Spice Girls anyway.
You will get a laugh at this because I know you're going to think that probably one of the features they do, aside from they can tell you how many songs you've listened to since they first launched 20 years ago, they tell you the first song that you ever listened to as well on the app, but they also tell you, looking back over the past two decades, what is your favourite artist? And
Westlife.
This, would you believe, was mine. And there's no stopping us right now. Calvin Harris.
I thought it'd be Westlife, surely.
Even I was shocked. I love Calvin Harris.
I do love Calvin Harris
as well. Calvin Harris. Carl O'Sullivan, thanks a million as always for bringing us a little bit of joy this Wednesday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.